welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. Pastor Kevin Radlin here, and so glad that each and every one of you joined us for the program. Turn the Light On is a topical devotion/Bible study. We like to get on the air and just share with each and every one of you the beauty of just living a life with Jesus. You know, we want to remind you that you were created to thrive and prosper in your life, that you can walk in peace knowing that you are, you know, protected and blessed by God in everything that you do. And the bottom line is this: you're more than a conqueror.
Amen.
In Christ Jesus. I've got Martita with me. Amen, amen. She liked that one. So, yes. Martita, welcome to the program.
Hi, everybody.
We always like to do the program with a co-host. No, say hello to everyone.
Hey, everybody. Yeah. I just was talking to you before, and I'm so excited about this year, and that's the right way to start.
Sure.
You know, with the Word and knowing who
absolutely.
We are in Christ, because that makes such a difference.
Yeah, I think this year, one of our goals here on the program is that everybody would grow in their understanding of their authority and who they are in Christ. And, you know, I just shared a program on the blood of Jesus. I'm sharing on the second coming. You know, I think so many times as pastors, we forget that Jesus is coming back.
Yes.
You know, we get caught in our daily routines and, you know, we kind of lose sight of this whole idea. And I'm trying to reignite that in me, that fervor that says, Jesus is coming back. I need to reach the world. I need to reach every person that I can, anyone I'm around. I need to touch them with the gospel.
And the truth is, we have no warranty about tomorrow. Okay, so we need to live every single day as if it's like our last day. What would I do if today was my last day?
Right.
And it changes our perspective.
It surely does.
You know, it totally changes our perspective. And I'm really excited about this year.
Yeah.
You know,
I see it being a big year for you.
Well, I'm excited. Let's get into the topic and let's go from there.
All right. Sounds good.
Because that's what, as we're talking. And
so what did you have for the topic today?
It's up to me, which means it's up to you.
Oh, okay. I like that. It's up to me. No, it's up to you.
Yes.
So me is you if you're on the other side of the radio.
Exactly.
So it's up to me.
Yes.
But you that are listening, it's up to you too.
Exactly.
Okay, I get it.
And
it's a cute little take.
You know, I was doing Bible studies and I was talking to the Lord and he kept bringing this up to me. And as you all know, every time I come, it's something that the Lord's working with me.
Sure.
Because
he does do a lot of work.
It never ends.
I know.
Never
me
ends
too.
Until we go to heaven, and then in heaven we're perfect, and that's different.
Right.
But while we're here, he's just taking us from step to step, from glory to glory. We're growing.
I am a work in progress.
I definitely am. So every year, towards the end of a year, in the beginning of the following year, like now we're in the beginning of the year, I really sit down and I talk to the Lord, and I go, okay, I need to really take inventory of last year.
Right.
And I don't look at only the bad things, but I look at my whole year and things that I can improve, things that I need work on. I see
things that went well.
Yes. And then I see how far I've come.
That.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like I see, okay, this is how far I've come. I'm not at the first floor. Now I'm at the fifth floor. And so I celebrate that, and then I take time to really think about things. And I go through, we are spirit, soul, and body. So I go through the three things. I don't go just through one.
Right.
So that's what I decided to do is, let's be real and see where I am and
kinda
where I'm headed.
Take a spiritual inventory maybe today?
Spiritual, physical, and emotional.
And emotional.
Because it's
gotcha.
That's the thing. We have to work in the three of them.
Gotcha. Because we're a three-part being.
Yeah. We don't want to work on one and leave the other two behind.
Right.
And that's the whole thing. We have Father, Father God, Jesus Christ, and Holy Spirit. I want a relationship with the three of them, and I want my spirit, soul, and body to do the same thing, be connected, and become one so I can be all that I am supposed to be for the Lord.
Sure.
And I have, when it says it's up to me, is I have to take responsibility and realize that I am where I am because of the choices I make.
Oh, come on, man.
Okay. And yes, we have, you know.
That only applies to you, right?
Dream on.
No. So everybody out there listening today.
Yes.
You are the subtotal of all of the decisions that you've made
yes.
up to this point in your life.
And the
That's
truth
how you
is,
got to where you're at.
We have influencers in our life, parents. Mm-hmm. Teachers, pastors,
friends.
Co-workers, friends, family, bosses,
sure. Wow.
all that. But the bottom line
they're
is...
They're all affecting us.
Yes. The bottom line is that we have the last say in how we deal with it.
Right.
So let's
That's
go.
Good. That's good. Because it's easy to blame everybody else
yes.
for where you're at today.
And that's when I had to sit down and go, or blame a reason for it.
Sure.
You know?
Make excuses.
Yes. And we have to come to the place that we have to really look at ourselves in the mirror and say, okay, where am I? This is no condemnation and guilt, but being honest, where am I? Where do I want to be? And what do I need to do? So let's start with this. I'm going to go physically first.
Okay.
1 Corinthians 6:19. Don't you realize that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and was given to you by God? You do not belong to yourself. For God bought you with a high price, so you must honor God with your body.
Okay, so what are some different ways that we can honor God with our body?
Well,
you know, I mean, think
ways.
About that.
The first thing I thought is the body is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Sure.
Which means I am responsible to take care of this temple.
Hmm.
You know?
Oh, yeah, I do.
You know, like I have my car. And I take care of it. I put good gas in it. I
right.
make sure the oil is changed. I don't just crash it everywhere.
Right.
I take care of it. My home, I clean it. I take care of it. Something breaks, I fix it. And I want it to look nice.
Sure.
The body's the same way. What am I eating? Am I eating things that are giving me nutrients to make it work better?
Right.
Or am I eating just junk that is just hurting me? Am I resting enough, or do I, and this is, I'm so guilty, add over
oh, yeah.
being super mom and commit to a million things, or be super Christian and commit to a million things because we can't say no because we feel like, no, if they ask me, I have to do it.
Right, right.
And then, or a workaholic, whatever it is, and we're out of whack, out of balance.
Sure.
And then you end up in bed because you're exhausted because you're killing the temple.
You know, you said you take good care of your car. You know, I used to have a car one time. It's a funny story, but it was a Ford Pinto. It was white.
A Pinto?
A little Ford Pinto, man. I drove that thing like a race car. I never even changed the oil for 2.5 years.
Ooh.
I drove this car. Okay? And it ran. It ran like a champ. It never died. I don't think I was a Christian yet when I had that car. No, I was not. So, you know, I'm just going at it. And I think sooner or later that car, it caught up with it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But you can run, and I've done this and still do this sometimes. You can run fast and hard because I would slam that transmission down in low and because it had hardly any pickup and I'd be like flooring it. Just,
yeah.
You know, just running that Pinto as hard as I could. And it held up. And I sold it. But eventually, I guarantee you that car paid
the price.
The punishment for
yeah.
the lack of care and the neglect that I put on that car eventually caught up somewhere along the way.
Yes. And
you know what I mean?
Our bodies is the same
and
way.
And it's the same way with our bodies.
We need to take care of it. We need to respect it.
Mm-hmm. And I felt the repercussions of that in my own life. You know, my pancreas, I had that big episode four and a half, almost 5 years ago now, but I shouldn't be here. It's by the grace of God.
2004.
Yeah.
I almost died.
Yeah.
And when I went to the doctors, they said, you have killed your body. You,
right.
You need to cut 3/4 of what you do.
Right.
You
stress
do the job
and
of 10
anxiety,
people.
Yeah.
And so I had to take a look at myself, but it's something that I tend to do. So I have to watch myself of not going at it because I feel like I have to surf. And I was killing myself. So those are ways that we first, I thought about is we need to take care of the temple of the Lord because the Holy Spirit lives in it.
Right.
And we need to respect that and not abuse it because some people say, well, the Lord, you know, if he wants me to do all this, I need to keep going. He'll give me the energy.
Sure.
No, he gave you a body and you need to take care of it.
Well, it ties back to the topic. It's up to me and it's up to you out there to make good choices, to make the right choices. And I don't. I'm going to be honest. You know, I'm going to be transparent on the air. You know, if you could look at me, you'd be like, I'm like, you know, this topic. Okay. You know, because I mean, I'm smaller than I used to be, but at one point in my life, I was 285 pounds. You know, right now I'm at about 215, 220. And, you know, I was overweight and obese and, you know, fighting to not get there again, even in my life. But, you know, we've got to, and I'm hearing you. I'm hearing you and I'm hearing us in the program. It is. It's up to me to take steps and to move in the direction physically and to take care of my body. I need to do that more in my life.
It's a choice that we
need to
make.
I know people out there need to do that more. Now, so what do we say to the physically fit people out there right now? Because you know there's some gym folks and stuff that are ripped and fit. You know, they're taking good care of their bodies.
And I'm so proud of you. Let's put it this way. As long as it's a balance.
Right.
Okay? Because we can come to the point that we glorify the body instead of glorifying the Lord.
Sure. That's where I was going with it.
So
you picked up on that really quick.
Yes. Is where is the motive coming from? Am I using my body to now I look amazing and I'm going to walk out there with pride?
Have I become my own God?
Exactly.
Am I a narcissist? Am I falling into,
I don't
know,
need God because look at me.
Yeah.
So it's all about the heart.
Sure.
Where is my heart?
Because it's easy as the overweight guy for me to identify with all this. But,
yes.
But I think there's another swing side of it all for those who are actually very fit and very health conscious with their bodies that you can fall victim to, you know, falling into the wrong attitudes towards yourself as well.
I was very athletic and I broke 8 bones. Being athletic. So I was, you know, I was pushing my body to the limit. So I understand trying to come to that balance and using our body to honor God.
Right.
By the way we dress, by the way we walk, by the way we act with it.
Sure.
You know, it's everything is about worshiping the Lord.
Right.
And using it for the right thing.
Which is 1 Corinthians 10:31. Whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God.
Amen.
You want to work out? That's great. You want to get fit? That's great. But do it for the glory of God, not for the glory of yourself, not for the reflection in the mirror. Do it for the glory of God so that you can honor God in your body.
Exactly. And now let's go to this.
All right.
We are here talking about I need to make the decision. It's up to me. It's up to you. And you're probably thinking, but wait a minute, Martita. You're talking about I. Where's God involved in this? Where's the Holy Spirit in here? Well, let's be real.
Yeah.
God is not going to force you to do anything. The Holy Spirit doesn't force you to do anything.
Sure.
But he wants to co-partner with you.
Yes.
Which means that first I need to make that decision to say, Lord, I want to do everything for your glory. I want to eat right. I want to take care of this temple. Let's do it together. Help me do it.
Yeah, that's my cry. It's like, Lord, help me.
Yes, I daily, Lord, help me to make the right choices.
Right.
But it's up to me to humble myself, to have the right desire and the right motive to go forward and then ask the Lord for help. But he's not going to make me.
Nope.
That's the free will. Otherwise, it would be no free will there.
Right.
Okay. But I want him to get connected.
That's so good.
Let's go to the emotional.
So good. All right, let's talk emotional.
You want to read Philippians 4, 6, and 10? Sorry, what was that?
No. Sorry, I'm getting a little emotional here. No, I'm kidding. Philippians 4, 6 through 10, the New Living Translation says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all that He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about these things that are excellent and worthy of praise, and keep putting into practice all you learned and received from me. Everything you heard from me and saw me doing, then the God of peace will be with you.
It's powerful. I love this.
Yeah.
Watch this.
Let's break this down.
It is up to me,
right,
not to worry about anything. It is up to me to pray.
You know how many people worry, Martita?
Everything.
Do you know how many people worry about things so much?
They're so in fear, so much fear,
yeah,
that it overrides the word of God.
So emotionally, I think a lot of people are actually being ripped off by the devil.
Yes.
Because they're sowing into worry and anxiety and fear in their lives. Instead, what?
It is
pray.
Yes.
Pray about everything.
But what I like about here is it is up to me. It's saying don't worry about anything. It's up to me to choose not to worry about anything. It is up to me to pray about everything. This is something that I need to do. So you out there, listen to this. It is up to you to choose. Are you going to walk in fear, or are you going to lay it at the feet of the Lord Jesus and trust Him?
Right.
Are you going to pray about everything, or are you going to try to do it on your own?
Sure.
And here it says, thank Him. So here we go. He's telling us the things that we need to do. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done.
Right.
Then He says, fix your thoughts on what is true, what is honorable, mm-hmm. right, pure, lovely, and admirable. Think about these things. Keep putting it into practice. This is stuff that He's saying you need to do.
Yeah.
It is up to me if I do it or not. And that, I mean, this is the word telling you exactly. A lot of people say, what is the will of the Lord? I'm telling you what the will of the Lord is right here.
Yeah, it's right there.
So,
I love the part where He says, tell God what you need. I think so many times we're like, well, I need a new car. I need this. I need that. No, I don't think that's the context of the scripture. I think it's like, tell God what you need. And I think God's saying, let me know that you need my help. I want to help. I want to be there for you. God, I need your help to do the right thing emotionally. I need your help not to be led by my emotions. You know, our emotions can lead us astray.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and they can lie to us, and we can feel things that are false, that are built on a foundation of a lie, but it can feel so real.
Yes.
You know, look at a lot of jealousy and different things that people deal with in their lives. They're jealous, and emotionally they're thinking, you know, all these bad things are going to happen, or fear and anxiety. All of it's false. None of it's really got a foundation in anything but the enemy just trying to take you for a ride and get you to buy into where he's at on the emotional level.
But we have to be careful, because when we're really connected and balanced with the Lord, emotions can be a gauge to see where we are and where we need to be. So once we are connected to the Lord, it makes a huge difference. But let's go to the next one, spirituality.
Nice.
Yes. You know, Jesus did it all. He paid all our sins. He provided forgiveness. He reconciled me to the Father. But it is still up to me to repent from my sin.
Oh, wait. Hold on now. Did you say repent on the air?
I did.
You know, I think we're going to have to stop being afraid of those words in the church.
Let's be real.
Keep going, though. I'm sorry.
It is up to me to repent, because that's what the word says. You need to repent of sin and receive the gift of salvation.
Now, repentance, guys, is simply just turning away from what it is you know is wrong.
Yes.
That's all. Everybody's like, well, you can't, you know, say repent in church. People won't come anymore. Well, you know what? How are they going to know that they need to turn away from certain behaviors and spiritual things that are damaging them in their life. If they don't hear it first, how will they know unless we tell them?
That's right. And if you want true freedom, you need to hear everything that the word says.
Yes.
And it's our choice.
Yeah. We've got to go after him.
Yes. So, but it is up to me to repent, like we said, to receive the gift and to go after a relationship with the Lord. He provided it. But I have to be the one that says, I want to grow in the Lord. It's not, Kevin, I'm sorry, you're my pastor, but it's not your responsibility for me to have a relationship with the Lord. That's my responsibility.
Right. Yes.
Your job is to equip me and to show me the way, but I need to follow through. I need
That's
to do
true.
The steps.
It's up to me and it's up to you.
Yes.
To have our own personal walk with the Lord. You know, in Mark 12:30, it says that you must love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind and all your strength.
So let's...
You know, you can't love the Lord with my heart.
Okay, so let's say...
Right?
It is up to you...
Right.
...to love the Lord your God with all your heart, all yeah. your soul, all your mind, and your
yeah.
strength.
You see it, right?
Yes.
So you can't love God with my soul.
No, I have to
deal
with
my own. I can't pour my soul into you. You have to allow God to take your mind, your will, your emotions, and bring them into, you know, his kingdom, into his relationship with you.
This
you know?
Is personal.
It's personal, exactly. What better way to put it?
So
it's a personal walk with the Lord.
It is personal. He is so personal. I'm going to read Matthew 6:33 in the Amplified. But first and most important, seek, aim at, strive after his kingdom and his righteousness, his way of doing and being right, the attitude and character of God. All these things will be given to you also.
That's amazing.
It is up to me to seek, to go after the Lord, to learn who he is, to find out the true God and have a relationship with him.
Sure. So it's up to me and it's up to each and every one of you out there, because a relationship
yes.
with God is a one-on-one thing. It's a personal thing. Now, you can commune with other believers and you can have church and all that, but if you don't have a one-on-one personal relationship with Jesus Christ in your life, that is the number one need that you have for 2024. A personal relationship with God. But the bottom line is, Martita, it's not up to you. It's not up to everybody else around me. It's up to me, and I've got to do it. So let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? Join us every Thursday night for Discipleship Encounters here at Lighthouse Christian Church. That's right, it's Thirsty Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and we're spending time learning, encountering, and becoming equipped as believers for the great revival that's beginning to unfold. Come experience the power of the gospel and learn how to share Christ in a modern world. For more information, go to ourlighthouse.net or show up at 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's no cost for this event, and child care is provided.
Are you 18 to 29 years old? If so, Launch Young Adult Ministries is the place you want to be. We meet every Sunday night at 6:30 in the Double Bubble at Lighthouse Christian Church, 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's fun and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you to where God wants you to be. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website, ourlighthouse.net, or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministries.
And I ain't gonna let it slip away. I'm gonna be joyful. All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Once again, it's Pastor Kevin Radlin and Martita Stanton from Lighthouse Christian Church. We're just so glad that you joined us here on Turn the Light On. Martita, you brought the topic today of it's up to me and it's up to you. And we've been talking about how to physically, spiritually, and emotionally really fire ourselves up for the year 2024 and lock in with God. Let's finish out the program strong here. Share with us what you really feel like God is put on your heart for everybody out there that's listening on how to head into 2024 with
as
power.
As we go to the New Year's resolutions, this is what I want to encourage you with. Take one day at a time. Seek and love the Lord with all your entire heart, mind, and spirit. Receive the love of Jesus and his forgiveness. Give your bodies as a living sacrifice of worship. Have a grateful heart. Let his light shine through you. Make better choices when you eat, exercise, and take time to rest and have fun.
Yes.
And let's go to Galatians 5:16. So I say, let the Holy Spirit guide your life. Then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. And then let's go. Philippians 1:9-10. I pray that your love will overflow over more and more, and that you will keep on growing in knowledge and understanding. For I want you to understand what really matters, so that you may live pure and blameless lives until the day of Christ Jesus.
That's so good.
You know, these are little steps, one day at a time. But if we really give you, look, I'm encouraging you to give your heart to Jesus, all of it. Give your mind to Jesus. Give your body to Jesus. He will walk you through.
Yeah.
This is the year that you can be totally transformed to walk in all his wholeness and
yeah.
his goodness. And let the Spirit flow through you. Because when you do that, you can touch the hearts of other people. Because that's the will of the Lord,
yeah.
that you let that light shine through you so much that people say, I want what you got.
Yeah, amen.
In 1 Thessalonians 5:23-24, now may the God of peace make you holy in every way, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless until our Lord Jesus Christ comes again. God will make this happen, for he who calls you is faithful.
He is. He's so faithful, guys. And we just want you to know that Jesus loves you.
Yes.
That the Father has sent his Son to redeem you, and that the power of the Holy Spirit is available for you as you walk into 2024. Walk in the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit in everything that you do, and live and do your life, spirit, soul, and body, for the Lord.
Amen.
Thanks for tuning in.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Maryland, Florida. Our service times are on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning for our radio show, Turn the Light On, at 7:30 on WMIE 91.5 or any of our social media channels. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to see you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.